The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yeah, welcome again, and it's lovely to be here with all of you, and another happy hour. I also welcome if there's new people, of course. Really nice sangha this, so feel welcomed. Yeah, great. Thank you, Jamie. Welcome also. And yeah, today I was thinking of reading a poem that I came across. And the poem is by poet and teacher Kaveri Patel. And the poem is called A New and Deeper Truth. And goes like this. The old truth made you run 1,000 miles inside an arid desert, desperate for an oasis. Sit and close your eyes. Inhale the breeze of kindness. Exhale the toxic judgments dehydrating you like a prune. Feel the pain of old patterns trapped in tense muscles. It's okay to cry, to taste the salt of possibility. Just be. Just breathe. Let waves break against the silence, returning you to a new and deeper truth. So maybe today you can sit together and inhale the breeze of kindness and exhale the toxic judgments. Or maybe it's okay to feel the pain of old patterns and to cry, to taste the salt of possibility. And we can just sit together and breathe, just breathe, letting the waves break against the silence and returning to a newer and deeper truth. So with that, I thought we can start our meditation for tonight. So let's settle into our posture. And in the spirit of kindness, we can have a posture that feels comfortable and that is relaxing for the body. We don't always have to have a perfect posture for the meditation. Sometimes it's okay to also be kind to our bodies in that regard. So maybe you want to sit on a couch or lay down on the floor, whatever feels comfortable for you right now. And then we can tune into the body. Feeling the body in its posture, sitting, laying down. And take a moment to relax the body. You can direct our attention to our head, starting with the forehead, relaxing the muscles for as far as possible right now. relaxing all the little muscles around the eyes. Relaxing the jaw. And the head, the whole head. Going down to the throat, the neck. Shoulders. Just a gentle invitation to relax a little bit more or as far as possible. Our arms and hands. Adjust the upper back. May it relax. Belly and the lower back. Pelvic area. May all the muscles relax for as far as possible. Upper legs. Knees. Lower legs. Ankles. Feet. Feel the feet on the surface, touching, contact right there at the feet with the surface. Focus your attention on the breath. We can inhale the breeze of kindness. And exhale the toxic judgments. Breathing in, breathing out. Maybe we can be kind towards ourselves. Maybe even towards the judgments. Towards the old patterns. Maybe we can breathe out the judgments and the patterns with kindness. They're trying to serve us. Trying to do something for us. Even if it's not so skillful. Not so helpful. Maybe we can be a little bit kinder towards these judgments and patterns. Is it okay to feel the pain of old patterns and judgments? Maybe if we open up to the pain, maybe we can taste the salt of possibility. Let the waves of the mind break against the silence of the heart. Inhale the breeze of kindness. Exhale the toxic judgments. In this moment, we only have to breathe. We can breathe this breeze of kindness, letting the kindness fill our body, fill our heart, fill our mind. Let it permeate every cell, every aspect of our being. And just be. Just this moment of kindness. Let the kindness even permeate the difficulty, the judgments, old habit patterns, painful feelings. Just be here in this present moment with kindness. Feel the breeze of kindness filling your body, filling your heart, filling your mind. I only have to take care of this present moment. The old truth that you run 1,000 miles inside an arid desert, desperate for an oasis. Maybe when we open to the pain, we can return to a deeper truth. coming towards the end of the meditation. Maybe if it feels right for you, you can share the kindness that you've cultivated for yourself and your patterns and judgments with others. Just to start with this Sangha here on Zoom. And those who might not have been able to attend today. We can send them our breeze of kindness towards all of them, also their difficult parts. And we can expand it to all beings everywhere. Maybe we can permeate all beings everywhere with kindness for the beautiful and the difficult parts of every being. May all beings be well. Some time for reflections, questions, comments. Feel free to unmute yourself or put something in the chat. Elaine writes, I really like the way you incorporated the poetry with your teaching. Yeah. Barbara, may all beings be transformed by the power of kindness. Yeah, that would be really nice. Done. Good.
Thank you so much. It's been really challenging for me to meditate, and as of late, not sure why. But I really, at one point, you said, just breathe. And there was very simple instructions, like, okay, I can do that. And, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Yeah, that's beautiful. Trudy, yeah. Are you raising your hand? Yeah.
Thank you. I am particularly profited from the exhaling toxic judgments. It was a very appropriate and a good look at myself. So thank you so much.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you, Trudy. I see some comments coming into the chat as well. Eileen says, sometimes when I do metta practice, suddenly anger comes up. Yeah, that does happen. Mm-hmm. I know Guy Armstrong, for example, I heard him say that the metta heart is like a magnet. It will attract everything that's not in alignment with it yet. So if we practice metta or kindness, then yeah, all sorts of things can come up that are difficult and that are not yet in alignment. And it's actually a purification practice. So if we do metta practice, then we purify our hearts of these kind of things like anger. So it's actually a good sign. It's a sign of purification. And sometimes when it gets too much, we can always do something else, like only pay attention to the breath, for example, or start just Vipassana practice, mindfulness practice, for example. You says, could you expound on return to a deeper truth? Sometimes when how I interpret the poem, my way of interpreting the poem, if returning to a deeper truth, is that when we open to painfulness, we can start to transform it, and in that way come to a deeper truth and a deeper understanding of our own hearts and mind. So that's how I see it. And Christine says, I like the image of the waves of the mind breaking on the peace of the heart. Yeah, that's beautiful. And Fazal, how do you get meditation to help you break bad habits, develop good habits, and improve in different aspects of daily life? Wow, that's a question that I've given whole Dharma talks on. a very short answer before we go to the breakout groups would be that if we develop mindfulness, so the quality of knowing what's happening in the present moment, then we start to see these patterns and habits. That's the first step. We need to know and see them. And then what can happen is that our mind starts to learn from seeing all these things that are not so helpful in our minds and hearts, all these patterns and habits. And it starts to see how painful it is, for example. And once we see the painfulness, the mind sometimes just starts to let go. So sometimes we need to see the painfulness like over and over and over again, maybe like 100 or 1,000 times. But at some point, especially when we have the intention to learn from the painfulness and from everything, also the beautiful aspects, at some point the mind can let go. So intention is also important in that regard. I hope that helps a little bit. And there's much more to say about it, but this is a short version. So we'll go to the breakout groups, and then there will be a few minutes left for some more reflection after that as well. So welcome back. We do have a few minutes before it's 7, so we can share some more reflections or comments or questions. And I was also thinking maybe other people have another idea of the deeper truth, new truth, what that means. But feel free to comment on anything you feel like. Amy.
Hello. I just comment quickly that this is my first time to this group on live Zoom, and I just want to thank everyone. This has been really, really, really amazing, and I want to thank the two people that I got to spend a little time with in the breakout room. That was a really wonderful experience. Thank you so much.
Great, good to hear, Amy. Wonderful, yeah. Yeah, this whole week there's all guest teachers. I don't know, maybe you know. Normally Diana Clark and Nikki Megafori give this class. So next week they'll be back. So you can experience them as well next week. Feel free. And I know, Neil, there's also a Google group. Maybe at some point he'll put that in the chat. Sometimes he puts it in the chat. You can take a look there too if you're interested, of course. So, yeah, great. Jean, yeah.
I was just thinking, and we talked a little bit in our small group, like the idea of toxic judgments. I think I'm just guessing normally you'd think that's a person judging others. And we talked a little in our small group about feeling bad about ourselves and like feeling ourselves were a burden or thinking other people don't like us or think we're a burden. And so it was a little inverted, but yeah, just toss
yeah.
that.
That's a very interesting point. That's like common for us to judge ourselves and be afraid of other people's judgments. Yeah, there's a lot of that that we internalize, actually. So it's this comment about toxic judgments is in all ways, I guess, both for toxic judgments towards ourselves as towards others, is being afraid of other people's judgments. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, well, we're at 7, so at least in the Pacific time, maybe. Some of you are somewhere else. Thank you all for joining. I really enjoyed it. And yeah, feel free to say goodbye and